story of the runaway snowman. David and his father spent the whole day making the snowman. It was the biggest that David had ever seen, and the snow was so thick on the ground that it almost reached the top of David's Wellington boots.
"Well, what do you think of him?" asked David's father.
"I think he's great," answered David. "But what are we going to do now?"
His father pointed up to David's bedroom window. "Well," he said, "I think the best thing we can do is to go inside, have our supper, and then it will be time for sleeping."
"But what about the snowman?" asked David. "We can't leave him out here all night, can we?"
"We certainly can," his father said, "because that's exactly what he wants us to do."
"How do you know?"
asked David. "Because he told me," said his father. "He can talk, you know. He just told me that he likes it here on the lawn, and he'd like to stay here so that he can greet you in the morning when you look out of your bedroom window."
"I didn't hear him talking," David said.
"That's because you weren't listening," said his father.
"If I listen now, will he speak some more?" asked David.
"Well, if he feels like talking, I suppose he will," answered David's father. "But if he doesn't feel like it, I think we'll have to wait until tomorrow. Let's see, shall we?"
David looked at the face of the snowman, the eyes that were two black buttons, the nose that was half of a plastic ball, the mouth that was made of orange peel, and the old black hat they had found in the garage. Daddy leant forward and spoke into his face.
"David would like to hear you talk," he said.
"I don't feel like talking now," the snowman said. "I feel like sleeping. Good night."
He had a very gruff voice.
"Well," said David's father, "that's that, I'm afraid. One thing I know for sure is a snowman won't talk unless he wants to." So they went inside the house, and Mummy had already made the supper, and afterwards Daddy read a bedtime story in front of the fire. David almost fell asleep before the story was ended. He was carried upstairs, put into his bed, and he heard his daddy going down the stairs. The wind was blowing hard outside. David listened to it for a while, and then he fell asleep. The wind wakened him up by rattling a branch of a tree against David's window. He got out of bed and went to look at the snowman. The curtains were drawn, and when he pulled them aside, he received quite a surprise. It was raining. The wind was blowing fiercely, and the rain was pouring down. David wasn't at all surprised to see the snowman waving his arms at the window.
"Thank goodness you've wakened up," shouted the snowman. "I've been trying to get you out of bed for ages. You are a sleepyhead, aren't you?"
David opened the window to call down to the snowman. "The wind wakened me up," he called. The snowman shook his head.
"Well, it took me ages to wake him up, too. He's almost as sleepy as you are. As soon as it began to rain, I knew I had to do something. I can't stop here, can I?"
"Why not?" asked David. The snowman sighed.
"Because of the rain," he said. "The rain melts snowmen. Didn't you know that?"
"Yes, of course I do," said David. "But I can't help that, can I? What do you expect me to do about it?"
Just then the snowman's hat fell off and rolled away towards the bushes.
"That's the trouble with getting the wind to help. He just blows his head off, and now he's blown my hat off. Oh, dear, he really is a bit scatty."
"Is there anything I can do to help?" asked David.
"I don't need any help," replied the snowman. "I've got my old friends, the rain and the wind, here. They can manage. But I didn't want to leave without saying cheerio for now."
"Oh, I see," said David. "Well, will I see you again?"
"You certainly will," said the snowman. "I like it here, and I like you too. So I'll definitely be back, perhaps sooner than you think."
David went back to his warm bed. He was glad he wasn't a snowman. They had to wait for the snow before they could appear, and then the wind and the rain could disappear them any time they wanted to.
"I'm afraid your snowman's gone," said Daddy next morning.
"I know," said David. "But don't worry, he'll come back. He told me. He likes it here." Thank you.